attitude, and emotions.
A prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, in Christ we pray that you and your house may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. In Christ we pray the Lord will soften your hearts so that you and your people will allow the joy of the Lord into your hearts and the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ into your lives. May the God of truth give you and your people a pure heart and a cheerful countenance. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, a man attested by God, in Christ we pray that God, who is ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, will cast away from you and your family all the transgressions which you have committed and give you and your people a new heart and a new spirit. Renew your minds and fill you and your family with much love, peace, and a sense of well-being. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. May the Lord your friend give you and your family the desire to walk in the fruits of righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, man is justified by faith in Jesus Christ. In his name, let you and your family cast off the works of darkness, and let you and your people put on the armor of light. And living light will flood your path, so you and your loved ones may walk before God in the light of the living. Let your love be without hypocrisy, and let you and your people abhor what is evil, and cling to what is good. May God, your helper, enable you and your family to bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Let us give thanks to your holy name to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ from everlasting to everlasting. Our heart is steadfast, O God, our heart is steadfast. We will sing and give praise. Awake, O glory. Awake, lute and harp. We will awaken the dawn. We will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. We will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches into the heavens, and your truth into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, in Christ we pray that you and your people do not set your minds on high things, or be wise in your own opinions, but associate with the humble, being kindly affectionate to others, giving preference, not lagging in diligence, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, given to hospitality, blessing and not cursing. May you meditate on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, and may the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in God's sight. Let the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, create in you and your people a pure heart, and develop in you the practice of thinking pure thoughts. And by nature in Christ, we pray you and your family will show the work of the law written in your hearts, your conscience also bearing witness, and between yourselves your thoughts accusing or else excusing you in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. God, the confidence of all the ends of the earth, grant that you be like a green olive tree in the house of God. Let you and your house trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. In Christ we pray you and your descendants will praise him forever because he has done it for you, and in the presence of his saints let you and your family wait on his name, for it is good. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, in Christ we pray that God will cleanse you and your family from secret faults. Keep back his servants also from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over you and your house. Now may the God of patience and comfort not give you and your people over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, being a whisperer, backbiter, hater of God, violent, proud, boaster, inventor of evil things, disobedient to your parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, or unmerciful. But God forbid that you and your house should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to you and you to the world. Let the God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, release you and your loved ones from the works of the flesh, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. May the God of all flesh save you and your family from being foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating. May the peace of God guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, that you and your house enjoy the continual feast of merry hearts. We believe we will see the glory of God. Therefore, we have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in things which pertain to God. Let us rejoice in hope of the glory of God. To God alone, wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, your teacher and Lord, in Christ we pray that you and your house will commit your way to the Lord. And trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. In the name of Jesus Christ, in his name we rejoice all day long. In Christ we ask that the God of your salvation draw near to your souls and redeem them. Make haste to deliver you and your family from the innumerable evils that surround you, and your iniquities that have overtaken you and your people. May the Lord give you and your family patience to possess your own souls and the ability to take charge of your own soul. The God of all power give to you and yours the power to rule over your own spirit and your own emotions. God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that you and your people might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. In Christ we pray that you and your family will take them captive whose captives you were, and rule over your oppressors, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what deeds you did in their days, in the days of old. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. According to his abundant mercy, let God favor you. You are our king, O God. Command victories for your children. Through God you will push down your enemies. Through his name you will trample those who rise up against you in your house. But you will sing of his power, yes, you will sing aloud of his mercy in the morning. For he has been your defense and refuge in the day of our trouble. To you, O our strength, we will sing praises. For God is our defense, the God of our mercy, our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in Christ we ask the Father God that He anoint you and your people with the oil of joy and refresh you and your family with His Spirit. May all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you and your house with all malice. Instead, you and your family will be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving, for the chastisement of your peace is upon Jesus Christ, and by His stripes you and your people are healed. In Christ we pray that when you or yours are angry, that you do not sin, but forgive, and you and your house will be forgiven. May God, your healer, restore your souls, deliver you from death, and lead you and your family in the paths of righteousness. In Christ we pray that the Lord will set your feet upon a rock and establish your steps. In the name of Jesus Christ, though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might become rich. In Christ we ask the Lord God to console you and your family when you mourn. Give you and your people beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that you and your house may be called a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. May you and your family put on a heart of compassion, tenderness, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and through attitude and action bear the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Therefore, let you and your house go to the altar of God. To God, your exceedingly joy, and on the harp let you praise Him, O God, our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, let you and your people not be selfish and self-centered, but deny yourselves, disregard, lose sight of, and forget yourselves in your own interests, not seeking your own profit, but that of others, humbling yourself, having a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. May you and your family not exalt yourselves with haughtiness and empty pride, but be willing and obedient to serve, not seeking your own, but the well-being of others, considering yourselves to be least. Let you and your people not be puffed up, nor behave rudely, nor seek your own, nor provoke others. Let you and your family not envy, nor be boastful or parade yourselves, nor rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Let your hearts be filled with the love of God, overflowing with rivers of living water. Whatever you do in word or deed, let you and your family do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, being obedient in all things, not seeking attention and glory for men, nor loving the praise of men more than the praise of God, nor doing charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them, but laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Let you and your house seek those things which are above, seeking grace and truth, justice and righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the door to salvation, let you and your people examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith, testing yourselves, cleansing yourselves from all filthiness of the spirit and flesh, perfecting holiness. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May He give you and your people hearts willing to change, so that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. According to His loving kindness, may God give you and your family ears willing to hear and learn from the rebukes of life. May you and your people not be deceived, but be sound in judgment, knowing the righteous judgment of God, and steadfast in faith, not being like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by wind. Let you and your family not be wise in your own understanding, but willing to seek God's counsel in all things, quick to be obedient to His word, receiving instruction of wisdom, presenting yourselves as slaves to God to obey, your obedience leading to righteousness. In Christ we pray that you and your family will trust in God to direct your steps by His word, and let no inequity have dominion over you, and to make all things work together for your good, to keep you and your house safe so the evil one cannot touch you and your people. According to the good pleasure of His will, may our everlasting God give you and your family an attitude of thanksgiving, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving abound to the glory of God. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from you and your house. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus. In Christ we pray the highest will enable you and your family to diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. In Christ we ask that the Lord will go before you and your house, that you and your family might receive your inheritance and your birthright. Let you and yours not lie nor steal, but trust God to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus, being secure in the knowledge that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Let you and your people not be driven by greed, envy, and covetousness, but let your conduct be without covetousness, being content with such things as you have, and learn whatever state you are in to be content, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let you and your people be secure in the love of God, trusting God, keeping your minds on God, and obtaining perfect peace. Let you and your house be respectful, considerate, not being rude nor interrupting, but listening to counsel and receiving instruction, perceiving good and not evil, blessing and not cursing in every situation, gathering the good to yourself but throwing the bad away. According to his excellent greatness, let the Lord give you and your people an obedient attitude, seeking God's order in your lives, steadfast in faith in Christ, keeping his word that the love of God be perfected in you and your house. Let you and your family extend your souls to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted souls. Then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you and your house continually and satisfy your souls in drought and strengthen your bones. You and your family shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Let you and your family be helpful, unselfish, and considerate in all that you do, always willing to give a helping hand. The Lord be magnified in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is not of this world, according to the Lord's judgment, may he tear down, overthrow, destroy, and demolish the strongholds, the mindsets, the beliefs, the arguments, the theories, the reasonings, the imaginations, and every high, proud, and lofty idea that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. In Christ we pray that you and your people be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. In attitude and spirit, let you and your house be people after God's own heart, who will do all his will and carry out his program fully. And may you have the mind of Christ, holding the thoughts, feeling, and purposes of his heart, being spiritually minded. Let you and your people be poor in spirit, recognizing your spiritual poverty and casting aside all self-dependence, seeking God's grace. May you and your family mourn, experiencing the sorrow of repentance. God grant you and your people to be meek, mild, patient, long-suffering, being strong in humility, control, and self-discipline. Let you and yours hunger and thirst for righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God. In Christ we pray you and your house will be merciful. In Christ we petition God, our hope, to make you and your people be pure in heart. Let you and your family be peacemakers, maintainers of peace, pursuing the things which makes for peace and the things by which you can edify others, and letting the peace of God rule in your hearts. Although you and your house may be persecuted for righteousness, for being and doing right, in Christ we pray you and your people always remain loyal to righteousness, regardless of the opinions of men. When they revile and persecute you and your house and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for Jesus' sake, let you and your family rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great, strong, and intense is your reward in heaven. Surely you and your house are blessed. According to the hope of eternal life, may you and your family be inviolably happy, blissome, joyous, with a happiness produced by the experience of God's favor, especially conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace. In Christ we pray you and your people shall be happy to be envied, inviolably fortunate, and spiritually prosperous, with life joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of your outward conditions. Now may the God of patience and comfort, according to the Spirit of holiness, favor you and your house, that you and your people dwell in the state in which the born-again child of God enjoys and finds satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of his outward conditions. By patient continuance in doing good, that you and your house seek for glory, honor, and immortality, and receive eternal life through Christ Jesus. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you and your people complete in every good work to do his will, working in you and your house what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you and your house, for God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence, as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name. We ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. Moab is plundered and gone up from her cities. Her chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. We shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord our God, who has dealt wondrously with us, and we, his people, shall never be put to shame. But to us who fear his name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and we shall go out and grow fat like the stall-fed calves. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.